The Washington Post company said today that it, too, will begin treating employee stock options as expenses on its balance sheet by the end of the year. Coca-Cola announced a similar move yesterday. The actions come at a time when stock options have become a highly controversial issue, both in Washington and on Wall Street. Under current regulations, companies can grant employees as many options as they want without listing them as an expense in their annual reports. Many critics say that allows companies to deceive investors by misrepresenting their true financial condition. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports they're hoping these latest moves will give new life to their efforts to change the rules.
Critics have been fighting a lonely and so far unsuccessful battle over the years to change the way corporate America treats stock options. And so they were quick to praise the changes announced yesterday by Coca-Cola Chairman Douglas Daft. Patrick McGurran is Director of Corporate Governance at Institutional Shareholder Services.
It's clearly a bold move. There aren't too many companies, obviously, in corporate America that have taken the step that investors want, and that is expensing. So I think you're going to see investors really applaud the Coke board and Doug Daft.
In recent years, stock options have become a wildly popular form of compensation at all kinds of U.S. corporations for all kinds of workers. Stock options enable employees to purchase shares in a company at a prearranged price at some future date. If the company's share price rises before that time, the employee can make a handsome profit. Companies resist listing options as expenses because they fear that doing so will lower their earnings and thus hurt their stock value. Ken Birch is Director of Corporate Governance at the pension fund company TIAA CREF.
We've had some discussions with companies urging them to do this and have had a hard time with the argument that or the worry on the part of companies that they may be at a competitive disadvantage. Coca-Cola is leveraging its leadership, I think, to really show corporate America how this should be done.
But whether other companies will follow the lead of Coca-Cola and the Post is still not clear. Of the companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, only two, Boeing and Winn-Dixie, now list options as expenses. In the wake of the recent corporate accounting scandals, there have been moves in Congress to change options regulations. And Diane Doubleday, an executive pay specialist at Mercer Human Resources Consulting, says the issue is being discussed as never before.
I do not think there is a bandwagon out there that companies are anxious to hop on, but I expect that this is a conversation that CFOs and audit committees and board members are going to be spending some time on now that Coca-Cola has done this.
But the discussion may take place mostly in big companies for a while. Fortune 500 companies such as Coca-Cola have relatively stable stock prices that are unlikely to be affected much if they change their options policy. Indeed, shares of Coca-Cola rose today after its announcement. Mike Drager is a spokesman for the trade group Semiconductor Equipment and Materials International.
Coke's options represent only about 5% of their total outstanding shares. And as to their own estimates, it's only going to reduce, expensing will only reduce their earnings by about 1 to 9 cents a share.
But Drager says many smaller startup companies, especially those in the technology sector, need stock options to attract and keep the best workers, and they distribute them much more heavily. And he says their share prices could be badly hurt if they change their options policies. Many of these companies probably won't address the issue unless they're forced into it. That could happen before the year is out. The international body that draws up corporate accounting standards worldwide is expected to change its options policy. And if that happens, its U.S. counterpart may do so as well. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.